A community that knows itself takes care of itself. The stories of those who live in the Matsu Borough are as varied as the people themselves. Some you have heard. Some, perhaps, you have not. This is Voices of the Matsu, bringing our stories to life.
Hi there. I'm Emily Forstner, your host today. Throughout this program, we talk a lot about community, the what's, the where's, and who's, and why's of those smaller groups we find within our community. And today, we connect with another, the community we find in small businesses within our valley. We get to know two business owners who love where they live and believe that for exercise, fresh air, and friends make not only for the best business, but the best medicine around. Two people from vastly different parts of the world and a generation apart. So welcome to this episode that we call Better Together.
If only people would know that there is so much that can help your headspace if you just get out and exercise, and then you take it to the next level. If you get out and exercise with people, it just makes you that much happier.
We first get to meet the owner of Body and Balance Physical Therapy, as well as Active Body Gym in Palmer and the Active Soul Shoe Stores in both Palmer and Wasilla.
My name is Ann Thomas.
Ann's also the creator of what's known as the Happy Run.
Are we ready for Happy Run? It is a Springaloo. Everybody know where they're going? All right, count with me, kids. Here we go. You ready? 3, 2, 1, and go! Woo!
We started Happy Run in about 2015, and we were looking for a way to bring our running community together. And we were working with a marketing company at the time in Anchorage, and while we were discussing brochures and websites, we suddenly realized that the way that we wanted to connect with the people was building relationships. And one of those was being able to host a weekly run and get to know people and to just have fun with them.
The Happy Run starts outside the Kozlowski Building in downtown Palmer, Alaska, right by the Active Souls Shoe Store, and that's Active with a K. Runners, walkers with their dogs and children, neighbors and friends, they all gather outside for this untimed run. There's no runner's bibs, no officials. You can only describe this scene as casual. But don't take my word for it. I asked some of the runners that were gathered around last week.
My name is Lorene.
How many Happy Runs have you done?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never counted. I think it's just the community event and the fact that it's not a race. It's like just come together, be outside. That's what makes it fun.
We just knew from the beginning that if we could bring people together and host a run, that pretty soon we'd probably be doing it week after week after week, which is what we've been doing for the last 10 years.
My name is Charlie. This is my third one. Yeah. I think it just brings the community a little bit closer together and, yeah, feel more instigated to go out.
What prompted you to start coming?
A fellow friend invited me, and, yeah, been coming ever since, yeah.
The Monday Night Run series varies between two different routes. It's either going to be the Inner Springer Loop route or the one that runs next to the airport. Runners have a choice between doing a shorter route of 2 to 3 miles or a longer 4 to 5 mile loop, but each route always ends at the Palmer Ale House. There, the runners and walkers can buy food and drink, but the real reason they stay is for the raffle drawing that starts at 7. Everything from socks, bandanas, running snacks, to the most coveted pizza.
All right, here we go. 615, this gets you the pizza. You're going to tell Jordan that you won the pizza for tonight. 615, 685.
So the Ale House do a great job of supplying pizza so that people can buy individual slices. They can buy pizza. They can buy pizza and salad. And we always raffle off a pizza, which is a highlight, and it has been an incredible contribution from the Ale House through two other owners. We've been able to raffle off a pizza. The first raffle that's done is the pizza, and it's a highlight.
We have a winner. We have a winner. Woo!
My highlight on April 1st was that I said there was going to be no pizza, and everybody was shocked. And then I was able to say, April Fools. Well, I came up to Alaska in 2001 from Australia, actually, which is where I was living at the time. And I got a job in Anchorage to fill in for a friend's maternity leave, and then eventually had about five jobs that was creating a bit of a chaotic life. So I found one job in the valley, and I was able to work at a physical therapy clinic in Wasilla. And then in 2004, opened Body and Balance Physical Therapy with a business partner at the time. And that's how I made it to the valley. I grew up in Nairobi, Kenya, which is not a small town. It's a big city. But it definitely while being a big city, it was kind of a wild open space at the same time. And Palma seems to feel a little bit like that in some strange way.
A frontier that requires a lot of independence to live there and at the same time requires a lot of interdependence to make it work. The perfect place for a happy run.
On Mondays, I think a happy run is its own unique event. It caters to people who are elite runners. It caters to people who have never run. It caters to those people who only walk. You might be somebody who just had a knee replacement, a hip replacement. You might be in a wheelchair. You might have a dog. You might have a grandparent. It really, you might be a six-month-old in a pram or a three-year-old trying to make your first footsteps around town. So I think it caters to a variety of different people and a variety of abilities.
And it's free.
It's not revenue building at the time, although people come in and will need to get a new pair of shoes or a pair of socks or purchase something. But I think the exchange is in the relationship building, and that's priceless. So the happy run is an opportunity for us as a business to get to know the people who we have as customers and get to know our community and also contribute a space and time where people can come together and be in community with each other. We have a lot of people who come who maybe are new to the community. We have people who come who have been here a while. Perhaps their family situation has changed. Maybe kids have moved out. Perhaps a partner has passed on. And so they're kind of on their own, and they come to Happy Run for that community.
We're talking a lot of people.
I would say on a cold, sparse winter night, we might have 10 to 20 people. And on the summer times, when it's a nice night, we've had 400 people.
Remember, it is the Springer Loop system today. So everybody's got to look after themselves, their kids, their dogs. You cannot compete with a car. So look out for yourselves.
I think always keeping people safe on the road is an obstacle. And so I would say that we're always very conscious about having people understand that they are on the side of a road and that they're moving with traffic or against traffic, and so to look after themselves and their children and their dogs. I would say that the city of Palma adding a new sidewalk by the airport has been a huge bonus. That was some great vision of the city and really keeps our runners safe.
It's better together in Palma and in the next town over, Wasilla.
There is a group that do a Wednesday night run in Wasilla. We've intentionally not added a happy run because they're doing that, and that's some good stuff.
Anne's talking about Get Moving Matsu Fun Runs, held in Wasilla. These runs happen on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. They start and finish at the Bear Paw Brewery on Railroad Avenue. The run itself is free.
And they're doing some great things. They raise money each week, and that money goes to a charity of their choice.
The charity of choice for this year is the Matsu Trails and Parks Foundation. The Happy Runs haven't just started more happy runs. They're also behind the idea of the Souls of the Backcountry adventure book.
It's a little book, adventure book, that takes people out on the trails. So while our happy runners do Monday night runs and they run around the neighborhoods, this was an effort to get those same people out into the woods and onto the trails. It has three different categories within the book.
The first part features a list of community adventures, from walking a bike path to picking up trash. The second part includes a list of local hikes. And then for those looking for a greater challenge, there is the Peak Challenge, with six peaks to summit.
And we have the occasional hidden duck, which will, if found, get you a pint of ice cream. So one of my favorites.
Yeah, the ice cream or the duck?
The ice cream.
Wait a minute. A little yellow ducky?
So we have acquired quite a lot of ducks in the pool at the Active Body Gym, which is part of our crowd. And so we had a lot of ducks that featured, and they're just such cheerful souls. So we hide a duck, and it makes us smile, and we hope it makes somebody else smile.
Fran, it's all about relationships, and that's one reason Souls in the Backcountry partners with 6 small businesses in the area. Just like trails connecting to each other, these partnerships are creating a network of like-minded businesses that support the community. You know, some coupons for a little discount, or maybe ice cream.
Yes, so we do have a reward system. So when you sign up for Happy Run, you after 10 runs, you get a T-shirt. 30 runs, you get...
The more runs, the more rewards you earn. And yes, there is an app to help you keep track.
And that app allows you to shop online at the shoe store and also to acquire rewards points.
Happy Runners can register by midday on Mondays through the Active Soul website or at happyrunak.com. The app and rewards and discounts, all very nice, but the trick is you don't have to register to be a part of the Happy Run.
I grew up in a family that had open door for people at all times. We always had lots of different people for Christmas, and sometimes we actually didn't even know who they were, but they came for Christmas and we got to know them. And so I think it's perhaps been a continuation of that. My parents are Quakers, and so I think it was part of their Quaker belief to, you know, have an open door for people. I went to a Quaker high school. I went to Quaker college. Like, it's just...
It's the fabric of your life.
It's the fabric of my life, and it's kind of how... I guess it's kind of the philosophy that just...
The philosophy that opened the door to the Happy Run.
And we don't... It's kind of like an intentional, like, let's not talk about politics, let's not talk about religion. We've had all kinds of people. I think if people only knew that if they were alone, there'd be people to run with. I think if people only knew that there would be people out there to go hike with them if they were lonely. I would also say that if people only knew that it was just a 3-mile hike and that as they got better and stronger, that it would be an easy 3-mile hike after just a few Monday nights. I guess the one other thing that if only people knew that it wasn't a run and that they could walk it, because I think sometimes people are a little hesitant to come because it's a happy run and they think they have to run. And so if they only knew that they actually didn't have to run, that it was more about the community and just getting out there on a Monday night to help your mind, spirit, and body. I can see that it is evidence of how us as humans really thrive off of that community and of fellowship. I really enjoy doing the Happy Run, so it's something special for me as well. I love to see people go out and, again, be with their families, be with their, you know, kids, dogs, friends. It really lights me up and warms my heart as well. I don't know what I would do on a Monday night if I wasn't coming to Happy Run. So it's my community as well. So as much as we're creating a space for community, we're also part of that community, and it would be hard not to be there on a Monday night.
One word, just one word I ask Anne to describe the Monday night Happy Run.
Community. Yep. I think so.
It's great to know that on a Monday evening, no matter what is happening in the world or what is happening in the sky, you can come to the Happy Run and find a group of people who are all out there suffering together.
So what's one word you would use for the Happy Run?
Community. Yeah.
You're listening to Voices of the Mat-Su, produced for Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. I'm Emily Forstner. Coming up next is Act 2 of Better Together, when we get to meet another small business owner in the Palmer area, building not just a business, but community.
So my name's Kier Childers, and Kier like Pierre, but with a K, is what I tell people to help them remember.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Summer kickoff! Okay, I'll make this quick, because I know everybody is itching to get to the raffle prizes. Okay, so I'm with Rebel Treks and Tours. We're a guiding company based here in Palmer. We do small group hiking trips, history trips. We're running bike tours this year. So if you have folks visiting, definitely keep Rebel in mind. We're really trying to use tourism to provide opportunities for locals to get outside. So I just wanted to highlight some of the things that we have on the schedule this summer.
And you are the owner, runner, director?
Yes. All of those, yeah. The owner of Rebel Treks and Tours.
Kier works in tourism, but with a twist, valuing the visitor but putting a premium on the local community. She originally hails from somewhere about as far away from Nairobi, Kenya as you can get. Indianapolis, Indiana.
I am very Midwest. That's why I love Palmer, I think, because it's, you know, it feels like the Midwest, but with mountains. So I started my Alaska, my Alaska journey in Willow. And I moved here in 2015. I started on a trail crew in Willow at Nancy Lake State Recreation Area. And so, I got to live in a park for a whole summer. I dug a lot of outhouse holes. Fell in love with Alaska, as you do. And then it was like, man, how can I stay? And so I got a job at MEA. My background's in communications. And so I worked as MEA's community outreach person, one of them for a few years, and really fell in love with the Valley. In that role, in that job, I got to see a lot of the Matsu. And I think that just my appreciation for this area grew and grew and grew.
As much as she loved Palmer and as much as she loved her job, Kier decided to move and take a job as a guide in Denali. Why was that?
A breakup, you know, isn't that any move, any big move, you know, you get a haircut, you move. After a breakup. The catalyst for that was definitely a breakup. Because it really caused me to reevaluate, you know, I'm in Palmer, I'm working this job at MEA, that is an amazing job, but I'm inside a lot, and man, I miss being outside, so maybe I could change, maybe I could shift. So then I went to go guide in Denali and did that for a few years. Loved being outside and being in Alaska, but missed Palmer. So here we are.
You'll be glad to know Kier has recovered from the heartbreak, got a new haircut, and is newly married.
I started Rebel Treks and Tours in 2022. So this is year three. We're in year three of operations. Basically, I started it with this idea that tourism could support opportunities for locals to get outside. And so that's really what the idea was behind the business, is that I think after working in tourism in Denali and just kind of being exposed to it in other places in the state, the industry, tourism as an industry, does such a good job of putting energy into people that come to visit. And we are awesome at that. We do a great job. It's their bucket list trip. We really give them this trip of a lifetime. And, you know, they see Alaska's best. And I feel like that energy and attention from our industry isn't always shown to locals. And we have so many wonderful resources to share that why not? Why not share those with your neighbors and your friends and the people that live here? And so that really was what the catalyst was for Rebel, was how to figure out how to do that. Can we use tourism to support these things for locals as well?
One of the first challenges for any new business is figuring out the name. She first thought about Arcos Adventures. Her sister even made up a round of T-shirts. But then someone pointed out that there was already an Arcos Brewery, so the name game began again.
Maybe it could be a word that's bigger than where we are, and Revel I like because it is kind of like a feeling to revel in the outdoors, revel in community, revel in All these things that I care about. And so
this story is twofold. The first fold is following a dream. And the second fold is just how hard it is to have that dream unfold.
So, I mean, the dream was that there'd be enough tourism for all of the local stuff to be free. The reality is that we don't quite have enough business. And I also don't know if it's sustainable. After doing it for 3 years, like, the demand for local things is way higher than the tourism that we have coming in right now. This is the first year where we started doing a mix of free and paid things, which feels more healthy for the business. And I would also say just tourism takes a little bit of time for folks to take you seriously. Even if I had been in the industry before, it feels like this year, year three, is when I've got some street cred. This year, I think we're up to 30 reservations and over 100 visitors. That will be more than what we did all of last year. But when we look at like the number of locals that we've interacted with between community hikes, speaker series, ski event, that was over 400 last year.
Kier has a recurring theme about bringing the local community up front and center. So it makes sense that she's very proud of the partnerships that she's creating with other small businesses.
Recently, I've been partnering with Hatchapas Yoga to offer, it's a strength training program. They get exercise 3 times a week, so strength training 2 times with Jenny at Hatchapas Yoga, and then Fridays we do trail workouts, and then we do hikes on the weekends. And we had a woman on one of our hikes. We did a butte hike as one of our training hikes, and we get to the top, and she goes, "I've never felt better doing this hike than I do right now." And she just like looks at us and says, "Thank you so much."
There are perks for running a small business in the Matsu Valley that go well beyond the bottom line.
If you would have asked me 3 years ago, would that something like that be on my radar of what we would make possible? No way. I feel so lucky. That's what makes small business amazing, right? That we're nimble. Like we're not this big corporate machine. Like if the community needs something, we can respond. I don't know. I love that. I'm always looking at how can I put the puzzle pieces together.
Rebel Treks and Tours is not just about doing things within the Palmer community. Kiara is serious about including the Wasilla community too.
You know, since I live downtown at Palmer, yesterday I was out on the Scout Ridge Trail. I don't know if you've hiked that in Wasilla.
No, I haven't. Scout Ridge Trail is located on Hayfield Road off of Fairview Loop.
You know, people think, because I'm a guide, I've been to all these places. That was my first time hiking Scout Ridge, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is one of the prettiest views of the valley, of the hay flats. Like, people need to go on this trail. So we have a ladies' night there next week. I told this story multiple times, but there was a woman. Last year we did the summer adventure series hike, and this woman, I think she was in her mid-60s. She comes down Government Peak, and she goes, "It'd be awesome to hike this and know that I don't have to keep up with 30-year-olds. And I was like, wow, of course. Like, of course that would be a barrier to folks who might want to join these things but worry that they're gonna drag everybody back, you know, or hold folks back in the trail. So that's really why these 50-ish and over hikes started.
Kiara moves to Palmer, falls in love with the town, starts a for-profit business with the mission to improve the lives of locals and visitors alike. That's a tall order. So I had to ask, has the experience made her love Palmer even more?
I think the love is unchanged, but I think that I love with a different lens, you know, because now I'm seeing all these opportunities for beautiful things to happen in this community that get people outside and get people learning things. And so maybe the love is growing, but it's growing in a different way. I can't really emphasize enough that I really want to see this business give back to the community. And I think that that's an important message to share. I think it's an important thing for tourism to do. I mean, there's a quote in a book, I can't remember what it's called, but, you know, it's basically boils down to, if it's a great place to visit, it's probably a great place to live. And I think that that idea that those two things live together is such an important thing for tourism. And so the energy that I am putting in to grow the tourism side of this business so that more things can happen for locals to learn and play and get outside and build community, it is fierce.
One word, just one word I ask here.
Some of the words that I would describe the people that consistently show up to the things that we're doing are curious, authentic.
What a nice thing to be, curious and authentic. And there we have it. Two stories of small business owners who love where they live. Ann Thomas, runs and runs happy. And Kiara Childers, where building relationships are as important as building a business. Nimbly, of course. Both women working to make our community a little stronger, a little healthier, and just a little less lonely. Stories that remind us life is always better together.
I'm noticing the longer that I have a business in the valley that really cool things happen when we work together.
And that's it for today's episode of Voices of the Mat Su. If you have a story or know of someone who does, contact us at voices@bigcabbageradio.org. Until next time, it's been nice getting to know each other a little bit better. Special thanks to the Big Cabbage editorial board and sound editor Emma Keachley. Thanks for listening. Stay good out there, Mat Su.
This was Voices of the Mat Su, sharing stories told by those who live in the Mat Su borough. To revisit this and past stories, go to bigcabbageradio.org. This project is funded by a grant from the Mat Su Health Foundation and is produced by Emily Forstner for Big Cabbage Radio. The views expressed in Voices of the Mat Su do not represent the views of Big Cabbage Radio or the Mat Su Health Foundation. Comments or questions about this show may be sent to voices@bigcabbageradio.org.